Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Normally, we do this at 3:30, but you schedule Bill Hancock when you can schedule Bill Hancock. And he came on with us at 3:30, and we're doing all due respect today at 4. Who would like to go first? Ted, are you ready to go?
I'll go. This is a story of people just getting greedy. This story comes out of the UK. A woman by the name of Faye Preston, she was going out for a cigarette outside of her home when she saw two people in her driveway under blankets. She considered whether to offer them a cup of tea to keep them warm or to call the police. She left them where they were for the night.
So it's two people.
Two people under blankets in her driveway.
Okay.
They appear to be homeless to her.
Okay? Oh.
So she was going to, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep, wake up in the morning. She wakes up in the morning, and when she goes to work, she finds them actually having sex in the driveway. Surrounded by beer cans, there was movement going on under the covers. It was unmistakable, she said.
See what you get for being nice?
She contacted the police, who eventually turned up a day or so later and had them. Yeah, had them move on. She said, I have great sympathy for people that have nowhere to go, but I didn't want this to become the norm. For it to become normal for me to step apologetically over two people sleeping in my driveway every day.
She's an enabler.
I just can't imagine. Yeah.
Does it make me a bad person that I would have rousted him as soon as I saw them?
Well, I mean, if homeless people, it just depends on the mood I'm in, right?
You're on your property, though.
But with all due respect,
if something bad happens.
These people, I mean, they just took it. I mean, they went too far. They had a place to sleep, and then they had to. You know, continue.
Do the skatoots.
Yeah. In the morning. I don't know. That wouldn't get me excited. I'm sleeping on someone's driveway. You know, the last thing I'm thinking of is like, you know.
But if you're homeless, that could, like, that driveway could maybe be compared to where you've been sleeping. That could be really nice.
That could be a star hotel.
Turn on. Like, guess where we're going tonight? No, we're not doing the underpass tonight. We're going to go on the Joneses' driveway.
High class.
Yeah.
That would throw
we're
you for
up.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You going out of your driveway right now?
Literally. Yes.
Jesus.
With all due respect.
We're going to do it on private property tonight, baby.
With all due respect, don't let homeless people sleep on your driveway?
Well, I was just saying, you know, with all due respect, don't get greedy. I mean, you had a place to sleep overnight. And
your message is the homeless people, right? Okay. That's good.
Be better at being homeless.
Yeah.
You're better than this.
Should know better.
What do you got, Rich?
People familiar with this segment know that on Mondays we do football stories, and there's really never any shortage of dumbasses in the world of football.
We could turn this segment into a football segment every day if we wanted to.
So sometimes what happens is a football, with all due respect, doesn't make the cut, and I'll resurrect it on Tuesday.
Good deal.
Which is what I'm about to do.
Sweet.
And team content here at the Triple Threat loves Herm Edwards, the former Kansas City Chiefs and New York Jets head coach, been with ESPN 7 or 8 years now. He's good for team content, although I have to say personally, if you're familiar with the term Miracle at the Meadowlands, and maybe you're not old enough to remember that, Google it. You'll know why I hate Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
Personally, I hate him. Professionally, I love him.
I feel like that's when the kneel down became the thing to do to run out the clock.
Joe
Pisarcik tried to hand off the football
to Larry Zonka.
Scoop and score by old Hermie.
So Herm Edwards surprised the entire football world yesterday and showed up at a press conference in Scottsdale announcing that he was the new head football coach at Arizona State. Well, again, team content. Herm said things like, we don't huddle anymore in our society. That's the problem with it, to be honest. He also said...
That's the problem.
He also said, quote, I have no doubt we will put a lot of points on the scoreboard of life.
Yeah, he's already selling us his 4-8 record before it's even happened.
Herm was already riffing, and I think at one point got so excited he may have forgotten where he was. That's usually a question reserved for a... someone who says they're with a certain media outlet and you know, it's like, oh, where's that in Canton, Ohio? Where's that in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah, you're in like LA and the guy's like, I'm with the Magnolia Tribune.
With all due respect, you're the new head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. Where the hell did you think Devil Digest was from?
I'm telling you right now, this hire is going to be an abject disaster.
I think so too, man.
It's going to be a disaster. He's already making little like stupid jokes to deflect at the press conference, knowing he's going to get all the courtesy laughs.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to think he's hilarious. I hope the guy lasts because the press conferences are, you're right, Rich, perfect for segments like this. It's just one of those things. Like, I feel like this is one of those hires, like, even the average casual fan can look at this thing from a mile away and go, how do you think this is going to work? The guy was never, he wasn't a good coach in the NFL.
Yeah, look, I like his energy. He seems like a good guy. He comes across as a blowhard. There's not a lot of substance behind what he's saying, is what I feel like a lot from Herm Edwards. Yeah. So,
well, he would take great umbrage.
And that's a hard, hard job. I mean, hours on hours every day. Herm's been chilling, man, doing TV. It's going to be a huge challenge for him, man.
Well, he did utter their famous, you play to win the game.
Oh, yeah. That was a beauty. You play to win the game.
That was a good one.
You don't play just to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was profound, Coach.
Jeez. Oh, Ray Lewis gets hired as a head coach will be the greatest day ever.
Was that right after he laid his hands on Jacoby?
That was
the best.
Inspiring them to do things.
I just love that the Ravens have like actually used him like as a consultant to bounce things off of him, decision making.
Hey,
they consult with him. I'm like, really?
Ray is to the Ravens what Peyton Manning is to the University of Tennessee.
Yeah,
that's not a joke.
Yeah,
like they involve Ray in crucial decisions.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is. Except that I would feel like I would want to go to work every day if I knew Ray was going to be there.
That's a good
call. I love Ray.
End of the day, Ozzie's going to do what the hell Ozzie wants to do.
Ozzie Newsome's like, I've been here like 20 years doing this, man. And Ray, you can't just talk like that and expect I'm going to do things that you want me to do.
But you did it for a long time doing that way, man.
Right, yeah.
Nice try.
Yep. That may work on those weak-minded rookie linebackers. It ain't going to work on me. You guys like the Waffle House?
Come on.
I do, actually.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm a big fan. I like going to the Waffle House when the employees there are actually awake when you order your food. Why am I saying that? Dateline, West Columbia, South Carolina. Alex Bowen said in a Facebook post that he stopped by a Waffle House in West Columbia because he couldn't sleep. Apparently, the employees at this particular Waffle House did not have the same problem that Alex Bowen had. Bowen told this publication, WIS.com, that I walked back outside to my car to look for the employees when I went to the Waffle House. No one in sight. It wasn't until he walked back inside the restaurant that he noticed an employee was snoozing in a corner booth.
A waffle nap.
Bowen told WIS, then it was go time. I got hot on the grill with a double Texas bacon cheesesteak with extra pickles. When I was done, I cleaned the grill, collected my ill-gotten sandwich, and rolled out. He said he wouldn't normally have gotten behind the grill. I give all the credit to my old friend, Vodka, he said. He had the alcohol muscles going. He said he returned later to pay for the sandwich. As proof, he posted a photo on Facebook of himself smiling with a Waffle House employee. In a statement released to WIS, a Waffle House spokesperson said, employees reached out to Bowen to apologize and that the employee photographed by Bowen while sleeping in one of the restaurant's booths had been suspended for a week from his job. For safety reasons, our customers should never have to go behind the counter, the statement said. Rather, they should get a quality experience delivered by friendly associates. We're reviewing this incident and will take appropriate disciplinary action. All due respect, statement. I would say that don't look at this as a blight on the great Waffle House. Look at this as a potential avenue for a what we'll call an offshoot or a spinoff of the Waffle House where people get to make their own waffles their own breakfast.
This should be an ad for Waffle House. Yeah. People want our food so badly, they'll cook it themselves.
Yeah, Rich, I know you don't like restaurants like this where there's actual labor involved in the meal.
What are you talking about?
I've described some of the places I've gone to you before, and you don't seem to be all that up for it. Like Korean barbecue where you put
hibachi,
your own meat on the grill.
Oh, yeah, the fondue.
Your fondue.
Yeah.
Fondue and your
yeah, I'm not paying to cook my own meal.
Yeah, well, all due respect, there are a lot of people that do pay for that. Oh, I know, and I feel like Waffle House, if they created, you know, they took.
I agree.
If they embraced this whole thing and said, you know what, maybe we found another avenue here.
Pour your own batter.
Right, right. Like, you know, just do it yourself, Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, that guy did the right thing because I don't know if Waffle House has moved up to having surveillance video, but technically that was theft.
He went back and paid for
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he did the right thing.
Smart. Yeah.
He did the right thing.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.